Okay, if you are listening to this episode here, I do believe a congratulations is due. You have made it to day 33 of our 33-day consecration to Saint Joseph, the wonders of our spiritual father. As we close out our consecration today, we'll be reviewing how Saint Joseph, as we've been praying after the litany, how he made him Lord of his household and prince over all his possessions. We'll be reviewing this today, as well as praying the litany of Saint Joseph. We'll be reading Consecration Day, as well as praying an act of consecration to Saint Joseph. A little bit of an overview of kind of what we're going to be talking about, as well as some special considerations prior to making your consecration today. So, but as always, let us open in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Loving and gracious Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all 33 of these days that you have given to us as we have used these days to learn and grow closer to our spiritual father, Saint Joseph. We thank you for all of our blessings, all of our gifts, and all the talents that you have bestowed upon all of us. And we again ask you to please send your Holy Spirit to be with us today as we learn that he made him Lord of his household and prince over all his possessions. God, thank you for the wonderful gift that you have given to us and our spiritual father, Saint Joseph. And all these prayers we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, without further ado, let's move on to day 33. He made him Lord of his household and prince over all his possessions. As Almighty God appointed Joseph, son of the patriarch Jacob, over all the land of Egypt to save grain for the people, so when the fullness of time had come, and he was about to send on earth his only begotten Son, the Savior of the world, he chose another Joseph, of whom the first had been a type. And he made him the Lord and chief of his household and possessions, the guardian of his choicest treasures. Blessed Pope Pius IX. Our spiritual father, Saint Joseph, is Lord, Chief, and Guardian of the treasures of heaven. Many saints believe that Jesus referred to the greatness of Saint Joseph in his preaching. It occurred when the mother of James and John asked Jesus if her sons could sit next to him in his kingdom. The text reads as follows. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached him with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My cup you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you, you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 to 28. What are we to make of Jesus' statement? What persons has the Father prepared to sit next to Jesus in heaven? Obviously, Mary, the mother of Jesus, sits on Jesus' right side. She is the Queen Mother in God's kingdom. What about the other side? Who is that seat reserved for? It makes sense that it is reserved for Saint Joseph. It is fitting that God would place Saint Joseph on the left side of Jesus because no saint is greater than the Father of Jesus Christ. It is a monstrous crime for a father to be poor while the son lives in abundance. Who could imagine that the Son of God, who is master of all virtues, would forget Joseph, whom he loved and cherished as a father? He, Jesus, must have spared no effort to enrich him. Blessed William Joseph Chaminade. Seated at the left of Jesus in the kingdom of heaven, Saint Joseph dispenses all the treasures of heaven. Devotion to Saint Joseph is one of the choicest graces that God can give to a soul, for it is tantamount to revealing the entire treasury of our Lord's graces. Saint Peter Julian Aimard. Saint Joseph is your increaser. Let him increase your intimacy with Jesus and Mary. Joseph is an all-powerful intercessor. We must, then, be devoted to him. We must honor him and consecrate ourselves to him. In that way, we shall greatly please Jesus and Mary, who consider as done for themselves what is done for Joseph. Saint Peter Julian Aimard. The Litany of Saint Joseph. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Noble offspring of David, pray for us. Light of patriarchs, pray for us. Spouse of the Mother of God, pray for us. Chaste guardian of the Virgin, pray for us. Foster father of the Son of God, pray for us. Zealous defender of Christ, pray for us. Head of the Holy Family, pray for us. Joseph most just, pray for us. Joseph most chaste, pray for us. Joseph most prudent, pray for us. Joseph most courageous, pray for us. Joseph most obedient, pray for us. Joseph most faithful, pray for us. Mirror of patience, pray for us. Lover of poverty, pray for us. Model of workmen, pray for us. Glory of domestic life, pray for us. Guardian of virgins, pray for us. Pillar of families, pray for us. Comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Hope of the sick, pray for us. Patron of the dying, pray for us. Terror of demons, pray for us. protector of the Holy Church, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. He has made him Lord of his household and Prince over all his possessions. Let us pray. O God, who in your loving providence chose blessed Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother, grant us the favor of having him for our intercessor in heaven, whom on earth we venerate as our protector, you who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Consecration Day. O God, who in your loving providence chose blessed Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother, grant us the favor of having him for our intercessor in heaven, whom on earth we venerate as our protector. You who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. You've made it. Today, you are going to consecrate yourself entirely to Saint Joseph. A comprehensive program of consecration to Saint Joseph has been long in the making. It has taken centuries for the secret weapon of consecration to Saint Joseph to develop. It is now revealed, and you have been chosen by God to be the recipient of a tremendous blessing in the spiritual life. You have been selected at this time in history to be a part of consecration to Saint Joseph. Do you know how blessed you are? In days of old, saints would have been delighted to be In days of old, saints would have been delighted by a comprehensive method of preparation and consecration to Saint Joseph. Their saintly instincts knew of the greatness and wonders of Saint Joseph, and each one, in their own way, sought to honor him and love him with a filial devotion. But it is you who will be ranked among the very first in the history of the church to live in a tremendous era of devotion to Saint Joseph, the era of Saint Joseph. The Holy Trinity wants Saint Joseph to be more known and loved. You have been invited to imitate the virtues and holiness of Saint Joseph's pure heart. With Saint Joseph at your side, virtues and holiness will increase in your life. With Saint Joseph's paternal cloak over you, you will be protected from spiritual harm. Fear nothing, my friend. Your spiritual father is the Father of Jesus, the husband of the Mother of God, and the terror of demons. Those who honor their father atone for sins. In word and deed, honor your father, that all blessings may come to you. Sirach, chapter 3, verses 3 and 8. For the rest of your life, love, trust, and honor Saint Joseph. Go to him in times of plenty, in times of poverty, in good times and in bad. He will be your guardian, your strength, and your certainty of not being lost. If you become weary, go to Joseph. If you become anxious, go to Joseph. When you are alone, mourning, or tempted, run to Saint Joseph. He will never be far from you. He will hear your voice and be your quick defense. A fearless warrior, your spiritual father will rush to your side and protect you. God demands much from you, but he will favor you generously on this earth and will exalt you if you will but imitate St. Joseph in his virtues. St. Joseph Sebastian Pelczar. Never forget what you have learned in these days of preparation. Renew your consecration frequently. Strive to please the loving heart of your spiritual father. Avoid sin and live as a faithful member of the church. Should scandals persist, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph. They will never disappoint you. They will never abandon you. They will always love you and be with you. I have prayed to our Lord that he might give me Saint Joseph for a father, as he had given me Mary for a mother, that he might put in my heart that devotion, that confidence, that filial love of a client, of a devotee of Saint Joseph. I trust the good master has heard my prayers, for I now feel greater devotion to this great saint, and I am full of confidence and hope. Saint Peter Julian Aimard. Pray an act of consecration to Saint Joseph. O glorious patriarch and patron of the church, O virgin spouse of the Virgin Mother of God, O guardian and virginal father of the Word incarnate, in the presence of Jesus and Mary, I choose you this day to be my father, my guardian, and my protector. O great Saint Joseph, whom God has made the head of the Holy Family, accept me, I beseech you, though utterly unworthy to be a member of your holy house. Present me to your immaculate spouse. Ask her also to adopt me as her child. With her, pray that I may constantly think of Jesus and serve him faithfully to the end of my life. O terror of demons, increase in me virtue, protect me from the evil one, and help me not to offend God in any way. O my spiritual father, I hereby consecrate myself to you. In faithful imitation of Jesus and Mary, I place myself and all my concerns under your care and protection. To you, after Jesus and Mary, I consecrate my body and soul with all their faculties, my spiritual growth, my home, and all my affairs and undertakings. Forsake me not, but adopt me as a servant and child of the Holy Family. Watch over me at all times, but especially at the hour of my death. Console and strengthen me with the presence of Jesus and Mary, so that with you I may praise and adore the Holy Trinity for all eternity. Amen. Now, there are a few different acts of consecrations. I was just reading the first one that is in the listing of all the different acts of consecration. I would encourage you to review many of them and find one that that really speaks to you. Ask the Holy Spirit to be with you as you discern a consecration that that you feel called to. I know that Father Donald Galloway has a couple different acts of consecration to Saint Joseph. I know that Saint Peter Julian Aimard has one as well. And as I'm just going through a couple of these other ones, and also drop my microphone, Saint Alphonsus Liguori has an act of consecration to Saint Joseph, as well as Saint Bernardine of Siena. So, but again, I would encourage you to review those. Take some time to read through one that is especially speaking to you, and use that one for your consecration. And there's nothing to say that as you renew your consecrations in the future, that you aren't able to use another one at a different time if you'd like. The main thing is that you are making your consecration through one of these, or if you'd even like to write your own, that's not unheard of either. But if you do, I would maybe use these as a reference or a template for something that that you could use as well. So now, just wanted to review just a couple of things before you make your consecration today. This day, I hope that you are able to listen to this prior to making your consecration, because it would make the most amount of sense. But after reading this, I would try to make an effort to make a good confession, whether that be today or in very close proximity to your consecration day. I know that this is extremely special to receive that sacrament on or around the day of your consecration. Since this is concluding on one of the feast days of Saint Joseph, you should find a Mass that is celebrating the solemnity of Saint Joseph, or if you did choose to, as I flip to the one page, there are multiple days that you can make your consecration, multiple feast days. So you have the Feast of the Holy Spouses on January 23rd, the Presentation of the Lord on February 2nd, the Solemnity of St. Joseph on March 19th, the Solemnity of Joseph the Worker on May 1st, Our Lady of Fatima on May 13th, Our Lady of Knock on August 21st, All Saints Day on November 1st, Our Lady of Loreto on December 10th, and then the Feast of the Holy Family, which does in fact vary a bit, but it generally falls on the first Sunday after Christmas there. So the day is sometimes just a shade off, but it's always on the first Sunday after Christmas. But any of these feast days is an excellent day to make your consecration. I was going to the Mass, receiving Holy Communion is also part of your consecration, and something special that, if you're able to find a priest who is able to offer a blessing to you at the conclusion of the Mass, that's also another something very special that you can do as well. After the Mass, making your consecration is actually quite simple. Before the tabernacle, or if you're in a Catholic church, there's a pretty decent chance there's a statue of Saint Joseph there. Either one would be perfectly fine. So finding the act of consecration to Saint Joseph and reciting that before the tabernacle or in front of the statue of Saint Joseph is the appropriate place to make your consecration. And tomorrow I'll just post just a very brief video on some things to consider after your consecration. But I would say leading up to your consecration, again, I wanted to just extend my congratulations to you going through all 33 days here. As it was written in, in today's reflection, this has been a tremendous grace that God has given to you. God has obviously given to me to be able to go through this renewal for me. Your first consecration for you, or you may be listening to this as a renewal, which is wonderful as well too. Going through this a second time, I've picked up and learned many new things as well, and a lot of this has been a great refresher. And the Holy Spirit works in wonderful ways. And this has truly been a blessing and an honor to be able to walk this path with you. So, and just as we read, go to Joseph, go to St. Joseph, run to St. Joseph, in good times and in bad. He will never leave your side, just as Jesus and our Blessed Mother will never leave your side either. Consecrating yourself to St. Joseph, our Blessed Mother, are two of the most tremendous graces that I've personally experienced myself, and I know that God works in wonderful ways through people who do consecrate themselves to St. Joseph and Our Lady as well. So, again, thank you very much for listening and following along, praying together, and allowing me to walk this path with you on your consecration to St. Joseph. May God bless you on your consecration day, and thank you again. So I will pick up a little bit tomorrow again on things to consider after your consecration, but until then, have a great day today. Have the best day. Take care.